answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, I guess today's phone tap is very self-explanatory, but let me give you just a little bit of background. Danielle plays the wife of a dead guy. She's the widow. And she's grieving over the loss of her husband, but she has one last request for the funeral home. Let's listen in.
Funeral home, may I help you?
Yes, hi. I have a couple of questions about possibly having a funeral at your funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
My husband actually passed away yesterday.
Okay.
And I actually have a very odd request, and people have been telling me that I'm crazy, but is there a way that before the viewing of the body, you could cut my husband's unit off and I can take it home with me?
Can you hold on one moment?
Sure, thanks.
Did I hear that?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I actually called a few minutes ago, and this really nice woman was helping me. My husband had passed away yesterday. I called about 20 different funeral homes just to ask if it was possible, before the viewing of my husband's body, if I could cut my husband's unit off and I can take it home with me.
Okay.
My husband was only 39 years old, and he died of a heart attack, and it's kind of like the only thing I have left.
Okay.
If I was to come in and do it myself,
right,
and I didn't know how I could do that, whether I'd have to bring in a baggie with me, whether it would need to be put in formaldehyde, how I would be able to cut it off.
It's on him at the time, as long as it's on him at the time we embalm him,
right,
then it'll be embalmed, so you wouldn't need to store it in formaldehyde.
Has this ever been done before? Has anyone ever asked?
Not to my knowledge.
You understand, though, why this is something that I want done,
I
right?
can understand.
I mean, I don't know what else to do, what else to save, and I haven't even told my family because I know they're going to think I'm crazy, so
well, this is something you wouldn't want to tell them.
No.
If you're going to do this, you wouldn't want to, you know, involve everybody in
right.
doing it.
And I figured that since the body's usually fully clothed, and it's when it's viewed, nobody would know, and
nobody
I wouldn't
would
have
know,
to tell.
Right.
When it's embalmed, does that mean that it would remain in a stiff position? It would be stiff?
Yes.
Yeah,
it would remain preserved.
Can I take it out, or is it something that I need to, like, keep in a bag?
I never thought about storing anything. I would imagine you would need to keep that in a some kind of container.
Right.
But, you know who would be able to tell you would be our embalmer.
Oh, he would.
Our embalmer happens to be a female.
Oh, is she around? Is it possible that I could talk to her?
Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get her on a two-way calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Jerry?
Yes.
All right, can you hear her?
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
I can hear her.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Marianne. I was explaining to the gentleman that since you were the embalmer, that you might be able to answer some questions that I have.
What kind of questions did you have?
And
I'll try to help you.
I had actually asked him if it was possible to cut my husband's unit off and save it.
Oh,
and
my.
It's kind of like the only thing I have left. Is this something that I would need formaldehyde for if I wanted to keep it?
You would have to have some type of a solution that would be a preservative. What would you keep it in?
I didn't know if I could keep it in a plastic bag, if I needed to keep it in a jar.
No. You would probably have to have a sealed container.
She's also wondering if it could be used, if it would be usable, and that's why we called you.
Yeah.
I would highly doubt it.
I mean, because he had said that if it was embalmed, it would always be stiff.
No, because it's not attached to anything.
Oh.
And I would not recommend it, because you would have to use some type of a preservative solution.
Oh.
And that's not something you would want to have immediate contact with.
Is it something that you could mount at maybe? Because you know how sometimes they stuff animals after.
You wouldn't see, that's something you would have to get a taxidermist to discuss with.
Okay.
Now, that might be a possibility that a taxidermist would want to stuff it for you.
Is it something I can use if they did that?
Ma'am, I don't know.
And then
that's a question I can't answer.
And then if a taxidermist could stuff it, then could I mount it?
I would imagine so, but those questions the taxidermist would have to address.
Okay.
Because they could tell you whether or not they could do it or would be willing to do it, and then they could tell you what the preservation procedures would be after they've done whatever they're going to do.
And is this something you would do? Would you save your husband's?
No, ma'am. No. I'd keep my memories.
You just keep your memories.
I'd keep my memories and move on.
All right. I think I'm gonna rethink it, because people keep telling me that I'm crazy. So I'm gonna talk to my sister about it and make my decision, and then you know, figure out what to do. But I want to thank you for your help because you've been very helpful.
No problem, and you take care, and I wish you luck.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh, my God. Danielle.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh. Reactions already coming in. Yes, Maria. What is your conversation you want to have here with Danielle?
Oh, my God, Danielle. You are going to hell.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.